And the date, Tove, Rabbi Shai Katz.
Okay, starting?
Yeah.
Good evening, Rabbi Shai. Today's shiur will be about saying Psukim Baal Peh, saying Torah Shebekhtav Baal Peh. Little known, not much known about the subject. We all know there's something like that. We'll go through the details, the Makor, the different Haterim, the various different scenarios, different Psukim, which we often say Baal Peh, see if it's 100% okay, see if it should be said inside. Different sukkim. Okay, so first of all, let's start like this. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. There's two halakim to the Torah. There's Torah Shebekhtav. We've got the from Bereishis till Einei Klal Yisrael, which we have written on the Sefer Torah, which goes down Derech Ader. Exactly these letters, these words, these sukkim. This is Torah Shebekhtav. Now we have Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh has really two parts to it. Torah Shebaal Peh, a big part of Torah Shebaal Peh, explains Torah Shebekhtav. How do we understand this word? How do we understand that word? How do we exer shover, hekesh, kalapataklal, kalvachoyma, etc., etc., explaining the Torah Shebekhtav. It's like a manual how to read the Torah Shebekhtav. Without this manual, you wouldn't be able to understand Torah Shebekhtav properly. And a big part of Torah Shebaal Peh is also halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Purely new halachas, which are not mentioned b'chlal in the Torah. Only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. For example, the whole concept of kezayis. Kesevus Agasa, all the shiurim in the Torah is halachah l'moshe m'sinai. No mention of it in the Torah. Doesn't explain something in the Torah. It's a new, okay, explains the whenever you have to eat a matzah, eat a kezayis. But it's something which is not mentioned from the Torah. So Kodesh v'sav Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah says in Ksoiv l'chai sadvar me'eleh, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, write down the Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, ki al pi hadvar me'eleh, karati yitcha bris ves Yisrael. According to Torah Shebaal Peh, I'll make a bris with you. So the Pasuk is saying here, the Pasuk is being announced to us, there is Ksev L'chois HaDevar Me'eleh, you got things which you write down, Bereishis L'Eni Kol Yisrael, and then there is Ki Al Pi HaDevar Me'eleh, according to the words of my mouth, Karati Yitcha Bris. So the Torah is saying, the Torah is not complete, or you can say not complete. There's two parts to the Torah, there is Ksev L'chois HaDevar Me'eleh, and there is Al Pi HaDevar Me'eleh, Karati Yitcha Bris. Fine. This is just the idea of Torah Shebekhtav, Torah Shebaal Peh in a clear way. And then the Gemara says, Ksev l'chayis hadvar me'eleh, you can only write Torah Shebekhtav, do not write Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh should stay oral. That's the right English word, no? Oral Torah. And then, ki al pi hadvar me'eleh, Torah Shebaal Peh should stay Baal Peh. Do not write it. Well, that's what I said. Again, Ksev l'chayis hadvar me'eleh, write down the Torah, sorry, I didn't say it right. Ksev l'chayis hadvar me'eleh, write down the Torah, don't say it Baal Peh. Keep it written. Always have the Torah Shebekhtav written. Do not use it Baal Peh. And Faket also, Ki Al Pi Advar Meile, Torah Shebaal Peh, do not write it down. So there's Issa, which is Merumas, it's in the Gemara, Da'ash Yosef, on these Psukim. Al Pi Din in the Gemara, call it. It's a Din in the Gemara, maybe it's Halacha Meshim Sinai, this Halacha, that the Torah Shebaal Peh should stay Baal Peh, and Torah Shebekhtav should stay Bekhtav. So let's see the Tam. One side, I saw in the Rishonim clearly the Tam. Torah Shebekhtav, the written Torah, if you say it Baal Peh, if you start saying over Baal Peh, two things can happen. Number one, you can make mistakes. If you start saying, Kiyikach, if you want to start Darshan and Kedushin and Gittin, Kiyikach Ish Isha over Allah. V'hayok, so you start misquoting the Pasuk, you can make mistakes in Halacha. One thing is. Another thing is, which is a bit more of a finer thing, many halachas in the Torah are darshaned from chaseres and yiseres, spare vav, spare yud, spare hey. In this week's parsha, Yoishev says without vav, Shmaruch said to Avraham Avinu, you sit and it'll be a remez when a bezdin or bezdin always sits, the Ephra and Yoishev. Or you have different times in the Torah where a missing vav or an extra vav is darshan. Sometimes you have a kriya niksiv and we darshan something from it. It says this word and read it that word. If you see in the Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't see the spare vav or the missing vav. Yeah, you can't see Yoishev. You don't know if I'm saying Yoishev with the vav or Yoishev without vav. So that's why Torah Shebekhtav has to always be Bekhtav. You've got to know exactly the way it's written, because the way it's written makes an afkemina, halachas, dinim, psokim, and many things that come out of it. The other way around, Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't know the reason, I'm sure there's a reason, I didn't check up. The shiur is bigger going to be about saying Bekhtav Baal Peh. But Torah Shebaal Peh can't be written down. Hashem wanted it to stay Baal Peh. Now we know that Issa of Torah Shebaal Peh being written down, B'mesh of the Deiros, became bottle. And in the days of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he gathered together all the Tanoim, and he said to the Tanoim, this is not working. So people are not remembering Shisha Siddur Mishnah. There was no Shisha Siddur Mishnah in those days. People are not remembering that the Torah Shebaal Peh, which was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, they're not remembering it all. So we're going to forget it. So pieces of the Torah are going to go missing. So what's more important? To keep this halacha, or to go against this halacha, and keep parts of the Torah. So that's called Eis Lashes Lashem Lafei Torah Secha. When the Torah is at stake, yeah, then the halacha of the Chsav Valpeh Chsav falls to the side. Because what's the other option? Forgetting parts of the Torah because of the halacha, it's not an option. When you got to do for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, for the Torah, Hefer Torah Secha, you cancel out halachas. So Chazal can use it, obviously we can't use this. But when the Torah is at stake, or call it, I wouldn't say big parts of Yiddishkeit, the big parts of the Torah, then halacha is cancelled out. So Torah Shebaal Peh, we are allowed to write nowadays. Rabbeinu HaKadosh gathered together all the Tanoim and he said, everyone should say over what he heard from his Rebbe. Everyone said over. What they said over became Mishnayos and Braisos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh gathered the best memories, the most clear memories, the Halacha L'maisa memories, into Mishnayos, 60 Masechtas, Zerah Moed Noshim Zikin Kachim Taras. This became Shas. All the rest which Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't put in Mishnayos became Braisos. Second degree Torah Shebaal Peh. Second degree Choshev of Braisos. And then came Ravina Ravash, explained it with Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, until nowadays where we're still writing, continue every month, more Svarim are coming out, which is all a continuation of this Eis Lashes Lashem Lafei Torah Secha. We're allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. But the other way around didn't become bottle. And that's what the Shia is going to be about. The other way around, Torah Shebechsav, not to say it Baal Peh, this halacha state. It's brought down in Tor, and Shulchan Aruch, Sima Mem Tes, you know when Shulchan Aruch brings it? As he says, you should say Korbonos, Parshas Atomit. So obviously people are going to say it Baal Peh, everyone has a Siddur. Maybe, okay, nowadays everyone, the Siddurim around, people still say it Baal Peh. On the way to Shul, maybe, yeah, you want to give the street also Kedushas Beis Medrash, so you also say Korbonos on the street. But in those days there's no Siddurim, you're going to say Korbonos Baal Peh. So in Sima Mem Tes, just after Birkas HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch says, what about Torah Shebaal Peh? You can't say Baal Peh. Very good, because Kehanim. So I'll go through a couple of things which you say every single day, and let's see what will be the heterim to say this. I wrote down a list here. Korbonos, Psukah Lezimra. Kirshma, Shir Shalyoim, Tehillim. Veshomru Friday night, Vayechulu Friday night. Birkas Kehanim in the morning, and Birkas Kehanim in Shul. When they're duchen, they're saying the Psukim Baal Peh. And I just said Psukim Baal Peh. I said, Ksev Lechos Advar Mo'ela, Ki Alpoad, Ki Alpi Advar Mo'ela, Karati Yit Chobris Hayoim. Baldarshan often says, somebody who says a Shir, somebody who says a Drosha, is saying Psukim Baal Peh. How, it's in before, this is a Gemara. Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyator Yeshoil Omrim Baal Peh. How do we give Zecha'aitza with this halacha, and how do we do all our things that we say Baal Peh? So I'm going to go through a couple of exceptions that Rishonim give to this halacha. I've got two main ones, and another two very important ones. So altogether four exceptions that Rishonim give when you're allowed to say Psukim Baal Peh, and let's see if everything we say through the day falls into this category.
Do the women have to say Korbonos worship
night? Good question. Let's continue with the Shir. And the first one is Tosfos. The first one is the Teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos in Tamura says the Teretz. He says, this is very, not people don't know this. You're only not allowed to say things Baal Peh if you moitzi other people. If you're being moitzi other people. That's it, the Baal Kerah is being moitzi the whole Tzibur Kis HaTorah. So he can't say Psukim Baal Peh. Maybe the Baal Tfilah Rosh Hashanah, when he says the Malchus HaKohenin Shofros, he's saying Psukim Baal Peh. We'll see later, maybe there's other kulas for there as well. Kiddush Vayechulu, you say you're being moitzi other people. Maybe by David Shomru, you're being moitzi other people. Only when you moitzi other people, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. But when you're saying it for yourself, loud, quietly, you're allowed to say Psukim Baal Peh. Where do you get this letter from? It brings the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says, that the Yidden, you know, there were 24 Mishmaros of Kehanim, every week another Mishmar went. Keneged the 24 Mishmaros, there were 24 Halachim in Klal Yisrael. Every Chedek in Klal Yisrael belonged to one Mishmar. So when your Mishmar goes to Yerushalayim to do the Avodah, if you can, you go to Yerushalayim to see the Avodah. If you can't, you gather together with your people of your, it's called Anshim Ma'amodos, you group together, and you have a special Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, the Meshach your week. It's a bit like a Yom Tov week, when your Mishmar of Kehanim, the Avodah, Mishmar Mikdash, you read Bereshis Bar Elakim on Sunday. On Monday, you read till Vayaravayka, Yem Sheni, Yem Shlishi. It's a special week for the Klal Yisrael. That if your family, or your Shevet, call it, have your Mishmar doing Avodah, it's a Shtikal Yom Tov for you. And the Gemara says in Tanis, an afternoon is to come to Shul, and one person used to read the Torah. So the Gemara says, one person used to read the Torah. How can they do that? You can't do that off by heart. Now, everyone needs to say it together. The Gemara says, everyone says it together, it's fine. So the Vilna Gaon is Medayik, and many of the Shulman Medayik. We see from here, for one person to emote the other people, Baal Peh, often we're talking about Baal Peh, is a problem. For everyone together to say it, it's fine. So we've got a big psak here. According to this, Sukkot Zimra, Korbanos, all Sukkot which we're saying for ourselves, and when do we nowadays motzi other people? Even Chaychash Shmoneh Esrei, he's not being motzi anybody. Maybe Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, people are makpid to hear every word of Shmoneh Esrei, to have Tekiyas Shofar, Al Tzedek, Chazal Shashat. Say that. But most times, Vayichul is the only time, I think, that we motzi other people with Sukkot in Pesukim from the Torah. Vayichul Friday night. And the Shomru by day. According to this, Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon, said this is the main Mahalach. This is when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. You're allowed to say everything besides the Pesukim. Now, very interesting, the Torah brings this Mahalach as well, in the name of his father, the Rosh. Because that's why, I really always wondered, in davening, Saiba Shachas and Saiba Marav, let's say Marav, but by the bracha after Krishna, by the Emunah Kol Zois, we always say, one second, Emunah Kol Zois, the bracha of Emunah Kol Zois goes till where? From Emunah Kol Zois till God Yisrael is one long bracha. Then Ashkebenu till Shemam Yisrael. It's two brachas after. You know, we stop in the middle. Simcha Rav Ram Ucholam. Everyone says, Micha Mecha Ve'elim Hashem. And then we say, Be'ken of Nehmi, Zeh Keili Onu Ve'amu. And everyone says, Hashem Yimnech Le'elim Bo'et. Well, why do we stop that? Why do we stop here? And we're so used to it. But when we're a child, that's how it goes in the Smedish. It's really one long bracha. From Be'emunah Kol Zois till Gaal Yisrael. And the same as in the morning, it's less obvious, but on Shabbos definitely, when you've got a nice bald filler, he goes, V'yatzev V'nochoy is one long bracha until Gaal Yisrael. We do, Simcha Rabba V'yomru Chulam, and everyone says, Micha Moicha V'elim Hashem. And then, Yachat Kulam Hoidim V'licha V'yomru, Shem Yom Lech V'elim Boet. Why are we stopping? Why is everyone saying it together? Says the Torah in the name of the Rosh, in Ashkenaz, comes from Minig Ashkenaz in Germany, because it used in those days, Al Tfilah used to be Moitzi everybody. He said loud, Be'emunah Kol Zois until Gaal Yisrael, and every people couldn't daven, or didn't know how to daven, or didn't want to daven, they were Yotze. But when it came to the Psukim, and Al Tfilah doesn't have a Siddur, he can't be Moitzi the Oilem, because he cannot be Moitzi the Oilem with something which is Torah Shebik Sav, but saying about Peh. So everyone said it together. And the same with Micha Moicha and Hashem Yimloich. So the Pesukim we all say together. And Shachas also, that's the Mekor of saying the Pesukim together. Nowadays, Balfilah is not Moitzi anybody, but this is the Seidah Tfilah.
That's only Balfilah's no Siddur.
You're right, right. If you got Siddur, then it's fine. Okay, this is the main Tam. I'm going to go over to the second main Tam. The second main Tam, which this is the one which is more common, because this one the Shulchan Aruch brings. It's a Modcha and Gittin. Shulchan says that something, a Pesukim which is Shogo b'fichil. Everybody knows it off by heart. These two can be allowed to say palpe. And the reason is obviously because if the reason is for mistakes, and Asher Yisrael Secha, you're not going to make a mistake. And then Kol Hashem Atalel Kol Aluka. By Yichulu, also everybody knows palpe. By Yichulu, everybody knows palpe. Tehillim, Shishalyim. If you say it every day from the Siddur, eventually it's standing about palpe. So most people know about palpe. Okay, so the Fizeh, according to this, all the things Pesukim that we commonly say, you're allowed to say about Peh. But which is the main Tam? So, Rav Machlokes is here. The Bach says, they're both very main Tamim, and they're not chodik with each other, they just complement each other, which means, something which you might see other people, Even if he's fluent in your fluent, you call it. Even if you're fluent in it, you can't say it. Something which you're not fluent in, even if you know Moitzi, you can't say it. You always got to be careful for both. That makes it a bit harder for us. But the Gaon says no. The main time is Moitzi other people. I think based on Shulchan Aruch and all the Mefarshim, it seems like it can be makel on both sides. Sukkah the Zimra is that we say we can make it, and the Gaon goes to takes very stark, and the main reason. So basically, we're not left with much. Maybe we're left with Vayichulu. Vayichulu, you come, you might see other people, and it's shogel on your mouth. But the only Gaon says the main time is, so the main time is might see other people. So some people are makbid to say Vayichulu from a Siddur Dachka, from a Zmiris Bencher. Avel Yashav did it. Vayichulu Friday night, and Shabbat. But Yashav said he's doing only for Hiddur, not Me'ekadin. Not Me'ekadin. One second, I want to add another point. Some say, only when you might see other people with a minion, then you need to say it. Moitzi other people is a minion. If you just moitzi your family, and it's not considered being moitzi acherim edei chavasan, obviously be moitzi them, but you don't have this rule of not saying a baal peh. So even by chulu, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the chasnish should say off behat. Off behat. Okay, this is the main two reasons. I want to cover the other two reasons before it gets to 10 o'clock, because the Avodram says that the whole issa of saying Torah Shabbat Chsavah is only when you're learning Torah, and you can make mistakes. When you're davening, when you say Pesukim for Tefillah, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. You're allowed to daven Baal Peh. So if you've got Pesukim of Torah in the Tefillah, you can say Baal Peh. So the whole of Pesukim of Zimra, Korbanos, is all Tefillah. Because the whole Issa, yeah, because the whole Issa is that you might make a mistake in learning. It's a Torah Digger Issa.
It's a
Torah Digger Issa. You're gonna learn it wrong, you're going to misquote Torah. If it's Tefillah, you might make a mistake in Tefillah, but he hasn't got this chomad against of misquoting Torah. Another reason they give is, anything which we find that you have to say it sometimes, even when you don't have to say it, you'd have to say Baal Peh. For example, Krishma. If you wake up in the morning, you haven't got a siddur. What should you do? Should you say Krishma or not say Krishma? It's mitzvah to say the raisa. You don't even have to say the raisa, not to say Krishma. Not because you haven't got a siddur. Not to say the raisa. So even when it's not mitzvah, say, for example, you're saying in korbanos, shvoim for my behalf, you can still say it. Brikas kehanim. If a kohen is comes to duchen, he hasn't got a siddur. Should he not duchen? Obviously, he should duchen. Mitzvah deraisa. So even when it's not mitzvah, you can also say it.
Shaya
is whether you take a siddur with him. How can you? You don't have to. It's not shaya. The kohen is not shaya. But so even without, so that's anything to heal him is a sometimes it's a mitzvah. The levim and vesem egdash had to sing shishalim. Holding the flutes. So how can you look inside the siddur? So you're allowed to say about that. So even without siddur, you're allowed. Even when it's not a choy, you're allowed to say about
that.
Nach is, interesting. Tosfos says, that I just mentioned Tosfos, one of the truths of Tosfos is, only, I don't know if I want to quote it properly, only chomesh, not in Nach. Why? Because the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Seik lechos et bram mele, write it down and don't say about that, we're not Nach yet. So you're allowed to say Nach. Shishem is in Telem, right. Yeah, different Telem, they overlap a lot. One more heter, again using the old heter from Mishnayos, Eis Lashes Lashem Afer Teresach. If you haven't got an option, you're going to miss a mitzvah or something, you'll have to say it Baal Peh. So, for example, the Pasuk says, a blind person is allowed to say Baal Peh. He's got to learn, you can't learn. The person's in prison, the Mishnah Berurah says, he hasn't got a sparring with him, he's got to learn, you'll have to learn Baal Peh. The Mishnah Berurah says, a Baldashin, who's quoting Sukkim in his Drasha, also can be Mekel. For different reasons, one of them is Lashes Lashem. You can say it's off. But it's not shogel b'fichil. Not everybody knows the Pesukim of Be'ahat. And really everyone needs to know the Pesukim of Be'ahat. But it's got the other heterim which we've got here. This one's quite hard because he's learning. It's Torah. Not everyone knows the Pesukim of Be'ahat. He's not being made to other people. So you only got one heter. Shmuel says he's going to make it. So all in all, I think when a person says not well known Pesukim, a person shouldn't say it Baal Peh. Because one of the two main reasons is shogel b'fichel. It's not shogel b'fichel. And you might see other people, also have it in mind. By Yechulu, we know the Rav Chaim wasn't makbid. So come up, not that this is negiah alocha lemaisa on a day to day basis. When you're quoting pesukim off be'ahat, you shouldn't quote pesukim off be'ahat. Keep that in mind. Okay, shkoyach.